But first, we're talking about guys' problems with cats. I don't have a personal problem toward cats. I actually like cats. The main point of frustration for me is, you know, like, oh, I want that cat to come over here. And then...
It doesn't?
And then it doesn't, you know? Hey, that'd be pretty cool if that cat came over here.
You think that a lot?
I think I'll pet it if it does, you know? But it rarely does. It's like a 25% chance. But then when it does, hey, you're like, that cat likes me for the moment.
Sometimes it doesn't leave when you want it to leave. You know, this isn't as cool as I thought it would be.
Or, yeah, cats have for some reason, you know, they come sit on your lap and then start walking from leg to leg, and their little stepping pad to get from one leg to the other happens to be your groin. That's annoying.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Declaw that thing if you end up getting it.
No.
That's what actually started this conversation this morning. Chris just, he's in the process, right, of moving into a new place, and is contemplating popping the question.
Can I get a kitten?
You have three dude roommates, and I predict all three of them
will laugh at me.
Will make fun of you for it. So right now we're kind of looking for guys who hate cats to kind of explain what the deal is with this phenomenon. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Why do guys hate cats?
Well, they pee on everything you own. Like, they just walk around and pee on stuff.
Well, once you get them trained, they don't, do they?
I guess, but...
And you even have those videos for the cat. Like, I haven't seen a video for the dog that... You've seen, like, the advertisements for the videos, how to potty train your cat? Like, they'll actually sit on the can and go to the bathroom?
Those don't work, though.
Do you hate cats? Do you hate cats?
Yeah. Like, you get evil cats, and they don't. They just go pee on stuff.
Yeah, see, I think maybe it goes back to one of those things, like, everybody's pulled on a cattail when they were a kid. Well, most guys have. And then, you know, the cat kind of doesn't really have a good reaction to that. Maybe it's from that point that everyone's just ingrained in their head, must hate cats forever.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling this morning, man.
Yeah.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Why do guys hate cats?
Because cats, you can't play frisbee with a cat.
Yeah, that's
cats
true.
Are for chicks. Cats aren't for guys. Dogs are for guys.
Why do you think girls can have a cat but a guy can't?
It's because cats are just... They're smaller than dogs.
They're just a more feminine-looking animal.
What if it was like a bobcat?
They're just more feminine.
Yeah.
A bobcat. It's just...
a bobcat.
All cats are the same, I think.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
I mean...
A bobcat could kick most dogs' asses, though.
What about a lion?
Yeah, what about a lion, huh?
Yeah.
Lion? I don't know. I'm just saying. Dogs are more manly. I mean, you're not going to see a big guy and with a little... tiny little cat.
Yeah, crawling around.
I'm not going to see it.
Yeah. Do you hate cats? Do you have personal hatred for cats?
Yes, I do.
But, it's one thing to say it's like a girly animal, but why do you hate it? Do you know why you hate it?
I don't... They're always like... When you come home and you have a cat, you know for some reason it's going to be there to piss you off. It's going to do something that's going to piss you off.
I don't know what it is, but it's going to be annoying.
The cat hair, the meowing, the scratching.
The meowing.
All that crap.